About a year ago, pop music audiences became aware of a new wave of hip-hop acts that were expanding the subject matter and vocabulary of rap music, performers like Arrested Development, Me Fi Me, and Basshead. The latest of these groups is a widely hailed trio called Diggable Planets. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their debut album, Reachin', A New Refutation of Time and Space.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful ninth day of July. There was not a cloud to speak of, so the orange sun hung lonely in the sky. I lay prone in my cabby home, thinking of fine nappy Jackie and his jazz cat's horn, sliding in a tape of Bird on Verb when suddenly rang my phone. Hey, butterfly, the voice said, slip on some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak it grows. Damn, what could it be?
The three young singer-rapper-songwriters who make up Diggable Planets, they go by the names Butterfly, Ladybug, and Doodlebug, are the 90s version of 50s beatniks. They're at home with hip-hop, and they take care to salute the rock and roll innovations of Jimi Hendrix, but the bedrock source of their music lies in beat generation poetry. On this album, Diggable Planets invoke Charlie Parker in their lyrics, and various tunes sample riffs from Sonny Rollins and Art Blakey in the Jazz Messengers. With the delight and nerve of smart young artists, they claim all of African-American pop music as their own, giving it a bohemian spin.
Like the breeze float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why's it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light blue suede boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that.
Within just a few weeks of the release of this album, Diggable Planets is already very popular, very media pervasive. Heavy radio airplay and video, a glittering 4-star review in Rolling Stone, a guest appearance with David Letterman, who referred to them as Diggable Plants. I don't hear much that's original in this group. Rambling, discursive poetry read over cool jazz riffs may be happening stuff now, but writers like Jack Kerouac, Leroy Jones, and Allen Ginsberg were doing it 40 years ago. Still, I take the instant success of Diggable Planets as a measure of a particular sort of pop desire right now, the yearning of large multi-ethnic audiences to connect with each other, to agree that we share a culture that, no matter which way you bend and shape it, is still like a happening groove, man.
Boogie, jive, and rap is life where I'm from, where I'm from. Ahmad, play where Izzy, where I'm from, where I'm from. It be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beat by the pack where I'm from. Nappy hair is life. We be reading Marx where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dig some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoons hide the youth, swing units 100 proof. You want some beef?
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.